This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Shamila. And if you recall, throughout January on the day of Friday, I was going to say, which makes it sound very official and also kind of silly. So on Friday, at around this time, we have been checking in on two people who have very openly, you know, welcomed us into their New Year's resolutions and are allowing us to follow along on their path towards getting them done. So they are, of course, Chua Suk Ning, clinical psychologist at Relate, and Kavin Jay, a comedian. And so just to reiterate, essentially, Kavin is looking to live life for himself rather than others, as well as hopefully lose weight. And Suk Ning wants to tend to the more positive experiences in life, make time for pleasure and enjoyment. When we checked in last week, I think some differing experiences going on. So first of all, hello Suk Ning, hello Kavin. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Hello, thanks for having us again.
Thank you for having us, yes.
So, you know where I'm going. I'm just going to ask, how are they going? How are the resolutions going? Did you try anything new this week?
Yeah. Well, what happened was, okay, for my weight loss, I hit a snag because I was, well, one of the things that I'm supposed to do is not have any sugar. So, but the problem was that, you know, it was a late night. I was watching football. I got hungry. And the only thing available was a milkshake. And I had a milkshake. So, yeah, a little bit of a snack there. And then someone sent me a whole hamper of chocolates as well, which, to be fair, I had only one small little thing. The rest is for my wife and child. So, yeah. But other than that, I've been stagnating at my weight, and I'm 105 kgs. So, yeah, that hit a snag. But the other one, I've taken some steps where you know, living for myself and having to say no. I said no for the first time to a gig that they called me. And it's very difficult for me to say no. So this is the first time I actually said no. And it felt very liberating.
I like that there was only a milkshake available. Because I feel like...
I mean, you know, it's easier to make lah.
That's life. Only KFC available tonight. Oh, well.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to make something like a chicken curry or something. It's one of those things where, you know, there was milk, there was ice cream, I made a milkshake.
I feel you. That sounds like my 4 o'clock in the morning as well. Suk Ning?
Okay. Mixed bag. I think in my pursuit of happy moments, I actually started to be more cognizant and aware when I didn't make time for those quiet moments in life. So like today, I started my day at 7 a.m. because of US Zoom calls very early. And it was just a kind of a mad rush throughout the day. And this midday, I was like, something doesn't feel right. And I was like, oh, yes, I missed my quiet coffee moments and just reading a book. So I think, you know, just becoming more aware, it's getting there of a habit, but work, you know, and the pressures of work can kind of take over. I did try a quiet moment on my balcony with a cup of coffee and smoking a cigar. And then I realized I actually don't like smoking cigars. So it was, yeah, but I tried. So props for myself for trying, but then I guess it was a discovery. Yeah.
So on that note of making things a habit, I was wondering whether there are certain things that you've been able to do consistently or be able to put in place that you've been able to keep to.
I guess the fact that, you know, the no sugar rule has been difficult. It's very difficult because if you notice that a lot of things have sugar in them, and it's very hard to, you know, like things without sugar. Like a coffee without sugar is it tastes very different. Like you don't realize how much, you know, sugar makes a part of life. And the thing is, I've been so far until the milkshake incident have been quite, you know, this thing. And with the other side of saying no, it's such a habit of saying yes to everything that, you know, it's it's been ingrained in me for 41 years. It's very hard to change that habit. It's very hard to, like, you know, not want to disappoint someone, you know, that feeling to go away. It's not going to go away. Like, so what I did take a step for is to get a personal no sale for me. So basically, like, I called up my manager. I said, look, you have to start saying no for me, because I say yes to everything. So the time you can you please say no for me? That's all I did. I basically a personal no sayer. So anytime I want to say no, it's like, can you call this person instead? And when they call that person, no.
Yeah. And I've started hiring someone just to do my work so that I could have more time for quiet moments. I think is it a habit? Well, my habit is I do wake up quite early. But then once I wake up, and I don't know whether you guys have the same thing, it's like your mind goes to all the things that you have to do in the morning. You know, like, okay, I got to like plan out my schedule. I got to do this. I got to do that. And the more I delay it, I think I do get more anxious. So I want to get a start to it. So I have been like, no.
You and I are very different people.
Well, and that makes us special, Kevin. You know, that makes us special. So I think it's just pulling back. So as soon as I get up in the morning and not rushing to jumpstart my day, you know, I think that's so in some ways, Kevin, I'm becoming more like you. You
good.
Know, that's the key thing. That's actually my resolution. It was the second layer to it. It was become more like Kevin Jing. Yeah.
You see, like for me, I get up at 11. That was so early already because my kids are at home. And I basically think about what I want to do, and then I wait until about 11 at night, and then I start doing it.
It's not my fault. That's true.
I will say that you have both mentioned very specific hours of the day, and one has been 7 a.m. and the other has been 4 a.m. So I think that alone paints a picture of where we're at. I wanted to know, has the practice of keeping your resolutions in mind been helpful, or have you found it to be an added layer of pressure and stress to your month? Because I think that's the other flip side of resolutions, right? Sometimes you get caught up in trying to achieve it, you get caught up in perfection, and it ends up weighing on you as opposed to motivating you to do better. So we're 3 weeks in. I'm just curious, with the inclusion of a resolution in your month, has that made January better or worse?
Chukning, you go first.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. I would say better. And the main thing is because I don't have anyone reminding me. But second, I feel that even though this is a public, you know, platform, I feel like you guys won't judge me, you know, if I fail. And I think that's the most important. So I feel less bad. There's no pressure. And it's sort of this journey. And let's just try to do something good for us, something we want to do. But there's no pressure, and along the way, maybe it will have to change. But this is a safe space, you know, guys. You've created a really nice safe space for us to be here.
Yeah, you and I are very different people.
Again.
No, I mean, okay, the weight loss one is a bit of a pressure. Every time before the call, what I do is I step on the scale, cry in the shower a little while, then come and talk to you all. But yeah, I think the saying no part, I think it's not pressure up to a point. It's just more towards like a realization. And I feel like I'm finding myself a little bit more. I'm finding to be more, confident of my own ability that I am able to say no to people. And also the fact that I'm finding a bit more confidence in my own self to try to not care what other people think. Like, you know, maybe next week, who knows, I could, you know, be the one who tell my family that I'm doing comedy for a living.
And hopefully they don't listen to this show. You know?
No, they don't even know how to work a radio, trust me.
All right. Sometimes that's good to hear. Not always. We are almost at the last week of the month. I'm wondering how you're feeling about maintaining your resolutions. Are you feeling optimistic?
About the weight loss thing, I am so not optimistic at all. No, okay, to be fair, I was 120 kilograms before this and I dropped down to 105, which is a big deal. But I, you know, here's the problem. When you lose 15 kilos and you're still fat, something is wrong. So yeah, it's one of those things where I know I want to do it. I know I want, but it's so difficult because, you know, with the added thing of the MCO and, you know, the fact that you can't go to gyms, not like I was going to go to the gym anyway, but, you know, it's an excuse. But it's just that added pressure of my family being at home. I have to cook for them. I have to do things for them. So basically, I also am tempted to eat. With the saying no thing, I think this is long overdue. I think, you know, this should be done. It should have been done 15 years ago, to be fair, but at least I'm starting now.
Yeah, I would say, Kevin, you're well-sized. You know, you're the economical option when people go to McDonald's. So maybe it's okay.
I don't know whether to feel good about that.
It's, you know, do the first layer joke, you know, it's a good comment. I think it's possible. It's because I'm getting positive reinforcement from doing it, you know, inherent in the task. And I'm finding it beneficial for my mental health and just for living life. I definitely want to continue doing this.
Kevin, Suk Ning, thank you so much. We will be hearing from you again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Kevin Jay, comedian, and Chua Suk Ning, clinical psychologist at Relate, taking us through their January New Year resolution journey. And it's been a real ride so far. 3 weeks, lots of ups, lots of downs. Next week, we're just going to see how we close the month off. If you want to share your thoughts on your New Year's resolutions, if you made any, and how that's going, you can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.